In other news, the New South Wales government is being urged to launch a special commission of inquiry into the chemotherapy treatment bungle at St Vincent's Hospital. More than 70 people being treated for cancer at the hospital received a much smaller dose of chemo than needed, and this dates back as far as 2005. St Vincent's Hospital has apologised and admitted to failures, saying the problem should have been picked up sooner. But the opposition in New South Wales, the Labor Party, says this is a very serious failure of the New South Wales health system and heads should roll. Luke Foley is the opposition leader. He's on the line. Mr Foley, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
Whose heads should roll?
Well, I think the chain of command at St Vincent's Hospital just failed patients. They also failed their own staff. I mean, this report reveals that pharmacists, doctors and nurses raised concerns, and no one in a position of responsibility at the hospital took ownership of the issue, did anything about it. So I think, Ben, the health minister has to step in here. This is a public hospital at the end of the day. And Gillian Skinner was the most active opposition spokesperson for health before they came to government. But now today she's gone missing when she's actually in charge of the health system in this state. I think she needs to become involved here.
They have launched their own internal inquiry, haven't they, and admitted that there were very serious mistakes made at St Vincent's Hospital in this regard.
Yes, they have, and potentially the problem goes even wider to hospitals in Western New South Wales. I think we need not simply an internal investigation, if you like, but perhaps an eminent judge having a real hard look at what's gone on here, Ben.
Okay, the minister, you single out the minister, Gillian Skinner, the health minister. She tends to keep her head down, doesn't she, whenever there's any bad news around?
Ben, I've got a file of over 1,000 press releases from Gillian Skinner in her capacity as opposition spokesperson for health before the Libs came to office in 2011. I mean, if a nurse dropped a bedpan in the back of Bourke, Mrs. Skinner was putting out a press release saying our health system's in crisis. That was before she was the minister. Now she's missing in action. And I think when one of our very major hospitals, there's such a crisis, this report reveals some deeply disturbing findings. No one took responsibility. There was no sense of urgency about the complaints that were made by staff about the treatment given to patients being administered chemo. The minister just has to exercise responsibility here. The chain of command failed at the hospital. Well, the chain of command in our public health system stops at the desk of the health minister of New South Wales. I think she has to make an appearance and restore the public's faith in the St Vincent's Hospital.
Don't hold your breath if you're waiting for Gillian Skinner to put her head up when there's some bad news around. I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Ben.
Luke Foley, the New South Wales opposition leader, joining us on the line.